It's time now for the Business Leaders Spotlight on Money Radio.
Well, it is that time of the week once again. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7:35, we sit down and visit with some of the Valley's business leaders, both men and women, making a difference right here in our own backyard, in our community. Our next guest is doing that for both men and women, or those who like toys. Let's explain as I welcome Jason Phillips, the co-owner and founder of the Toy Barn here, Toy Barn Luxury Garage Ownership. Jason, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. I appreciate you coming in. This is cool because, you know, let's just talk as guys. Guys like toys, whether it's motorcycles or ATVs or boats or classic cars, or we just have, for some reason, an affinity for these vehicles. I know what it is, but we don't always have a place to put them.
Right? No, you don't. And that's what the Toy Barn is. It's it solves that problem.
Yeah. So you're a real estate kind of land entrepreneur kind of guy, right, for a long time here in the Valley. Maybe still do so, but that was kind of the main gig. And then a few years back, you and your father decided to do this. Tell me the reason why. Was it because you didn't have anywhere to put your toys?
Well, no, we're land developers. We were land subdividers, and we had a piece of ground up in North Phoenix, and we noticed that there was a need for, oversized personal warehouses for people to store car collections, really high-end motor coaches, boats, personal effects. And in 2009, the Toy Barn was born, and we built our first facility. It's 85,000 square feet up at Cave Creek and Peakview Road.
Right.
And it opened in 2010. Which was probably the worst possible time.
Good timing. As a real estate guy, you're like, what am I doing?
Right, right. But that project sold out in, and then we went back into the real estate business developing land subdivisions. But the phone kept ringing nonstop, and we weren't really doing anything to market the Toy Barn. It was really a one-off, if you will.
Right.
And I had kind of a website out there, but the phone kept ringing, and that's when we realized that there really was a pent-up demand for people that were moving into North Scottsdale, buying those houses in those very, HOA-controlled subdivisions.
Absolutely. Yeah, you can't have one of those big toy haulers sitting in on your side yard, right? They don't like that.
No, they don't. So so in 2015, that's when we went into construction and design on our second location, the one at Lone Mountain, which is Cave Creek and Lone Mountain Road. It's 66,000 square feet, and it was actually sold out 100% occupied 6 months prior to
it being done.
Right.
So let's call it like it is. There is a high demand for this.
There is.
So you have more coming. We'll get to that in a minute.
Sure.
Let's talk about the premise, because this isn't your typical storage facility. This isn't a padlock and, let me open up the thing and we're good to go, right? I mean, you have made these luxury style. Like, people have events at their garages. Am I right?
They do. We've taken the concept now to the next level, where it actually kind of more functions like a country club rather than just a storage facility. We're not obviously traditional self-storage with a 10x10 closet box.
Right.
You know, our units are, 1,200, 1,500 square feet, 3,000 square feet, climate controlled, air conditioned, high speed internet, cable TV, sewer and water, fully customizable to really whatever your heart desires. If you want to paint the whole thing to match your team's favorite sports team,
right,
you can do it.
You could do that.
Yeah.
And so it's almost man cave-ish / storage altogether, right?
Very fair to say.
All right, so people have these. They have, classic cars. You mentioned high-end items. I always wonder about this, like the security that you have to have. It's probably pretty high tech, right? You can't mess around with people's stuff.
Well, again, this is real estate ownership, so...
Oh, you own your own.
Right. The concept is they're garage condos, so we file a condo plat. So you own your space.
Got it.
So what you do on the inside is totally up to you. I've got guys that got security systems that they've spent $10,000 on, and... be honest with you, I've got guys that don't lock their door.
Right. Okay, good to know. If you're just tuning in, Jason Phillips is our guest this morning. He and his father started the Toy Barn, as you heard. The idea in 2009, opened in 2010. Couple locations now, couple more to come. And this, as Jason explains, is kind of a high-end condo for your toys, your stuff. Is there anything you can't store? Like, is there something you're like, I'm sorry, we can't do that? Or if you own it, you can store whatever you want in there.
You can store whatever you want in it. Business storage, I mean, it's personal warehouse space. It's over and above just cars and motorhomes, if you will. You know, we've got a lot of people that own small businesses that store, that use it as their personal warehouse space, because, you know, we compete with, you know, older buildings in older industrial parks. You know, ours is fresh. It's new. It's clean. It's,
nicer area of town, maybe.
It's owner association controlled, so your investment's protected. We deed restrict against people running businesses out of there, light manufacturing, painting. But we don't allow that kind of stuff in there. So we try to really tighten everything down.
So you don't have the
investment
security issues, but, I mean, is it like build it and they will come and you guys are done? Or are there day-to-day operations that still have to be done?
There's day-to-day operations. Like I said, the two completed projects have been turned over to a third-party management company.
Gotcha.
I still manage our Scottsdale location and our other two locations. Our second phase of Lone Mountain, which we'll be breaking ground later on this fall. And then our Chandler location as well, that is also coming.
Chandler
fall.
Air Park area?
Chandler Airport, yes.
And same size, 60-plus thousand square feet.
Yeah.
Man, this is really, really cool. Is there a stop to it? Like, do you say, okay, oh, we don't need any more of these? Are you still now going, okay, Toy Barn number 5, 6, 7?
Well, we're looking at expanding in other markets. Yeah. You know, we're looking at Vegas. We're looking over in Southern California. We talked about Texas and maybe Denver, but... And we're looking for a West Valley location as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, Lake Pleasant, all those great areas up there. I live in that Northwest Valley, and we see plenty of toys.
I think there's a deep opportunity over there.
All right, we're going to continue with Jason in just a moment. It is a Wednesday morning. If you're just tuning in, our business leader spotlight this morning is with Jason Phillips, owner of the Toy Barn. One of the coolest stories we've heard here is an opportunity. And by the way, if you haven't gone to the website, toybarnstorage.com.
That's correct, yes.
Just go to the gallery for 5 minutes and you're going to be like, oh my God, this is unreal.
Well, I see you've got it pulled up there. And that goes back to what I was saying earlier about the country club type atmosphere of the project. All of our facilities have clubhouses that go with them that allow the owners to host their own private events. We've had people that have had baby showers there, retirement parties. The owners host Friday night. They call it the first Friday nights at 4, where they get together and socialize. We also do Saturday morning cars and coffee events there. We're trying to take the clubhouse aspect of the project and take it to the next level. A little nicer finishes, build out a little nicer with higher end amenities there.
Cars and Coffee, is there a radio show that goes with that?
No. You know, you're welcome anytime.
I'll do a show. Yeah. We can talk cars. We can talk fun. We can talk garages. All right. Tell everyone how to reach you. Besides the website, toybarnstorage.com is our number, email. If people hear this and are like, hey, that's exactly what I've been looking for, what's the best way to reach out?
Toybarnstorage.com for sure. Our office phone number is 480-419-0101. We are located right here in the Scottsdale Air Park, and you know, we're available to talk anytime.
Is there availability, though?
There is. I have 7 units available at my Scottsdale location.
7. Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
And then will you come back when the others open?
I'll come back anytime you like.
Jason, it's been a pleasure to meet you, man. Awesome idea, concept. I'm guessing there are other markets that are yearning for this. So I see some big things in the future of Toy Barn. Thank you for letting us shine the spotlight on you today.
Mark, thanks for having me.
There you go. Jason Phillips, owner of the Toy Barn. And check it out online, toybarnstorage.com. That was our business leader spotlight for Wednesday.